question was asked, when you're dating, are there signs to know if this is a good woman? So I don't know that we're looking for a good woman. I would say we're looking for what matches for me. In Hebrew, we have a saying, every pot has its lid, which is another way of saying we're all different. What we're looking for in a shidduch is, does it match for me? We're not looking to give her a grade, is she a good person or not. It's irrelevant. If she's good for me, that's fine. Whether she's good or not, totally irrelevant. And that's why it's dangerous in dating to work with theory. How giving is she? How kind is she? How warm is she? We're not giving her grades. That's why I prefer a running conversation as you're dating. Get to know her, get to spend time with her. If it's a worthwhile date, so then you got to understand one another and your perspectives, and you see that you communicate well, and you start seeing if you have shared values and aspirations, and if it's pleasant, and if your traits work together. Work together doesn't mean they're the same. Could be one man is very active and he needs a more docile wife. Could be one man is very docile and he needs a more active wife. We don't have to have the same traits. We have to have traits that work together. If he's docile and his wife looks down at him all the time for being docile, so then you have a problem. But if he's docile and she values it, she says it's great. He's the calming force in the house. When I lose my patience and I can't talk to the kids, they know they can go to their father. He's wonderful, he's patient, he's loving, he's kind, so then they, if it's good for him and good for her, they could work together. So again, we're not looking for someone to match, to get a certain grade, so to speak. We're looking for someone that matches for us. And that's what we're looking for in the dating, and that's what we're looking for when we're looking into a girl. Does she match for me? And that's a totally different question. So then it becomes very case specific. What do I need? And again, what we're looking for is values, aspirations, priorities, perspective. On those four things, we want to be almost the same. Now, when it comes to our traits, there we might be different. Our personality types might be very different. And that could be great for us to be different. That's where we could complement one another. I can do what she can't do, she can do what I can't do. Great.
Let's say you are religious, and she says she's not Shomer Shabbat. I mean, right away, maybe that should suppose to be a sign that she's not the right for you.
For sure. If you're Torah observant and she's not yet observant.
She's not Shomer Shabbat, she's
not good for you, bro.
Again, but that's values. If part of your value system is you keep Torah and mitzvot, and in her value system, so she doesn't keep all of the mitzvot. It's not, so then obviously you're not compatible.
Rabbi, how do we put up with the irrationality?